7 Japan Mobile.
7J, K4 GSC.
How the heck have you been?
And how about yourself?
Yeah, about the same. Doing pretty good. How's your dad and everybody, family doing?
Just trying to stay warm right now. But other than that, everybody's good.
Yeah, when I woke up this morning at 4:30, it was 1 degree. I think we were up to 7 or 8 before I left the house.
3.5 when I got up here this morning.
Not 4. You got been done?
Get done.
I used to work for a guy, and he would go and do all of his Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. And I told him he's crazy. But he always got the good deals.
Try to do ours throughout the year. We usually end up with a closet full by Christmas.
Wrap things if we see them in the middle of the year or whatever, you know, that we know would be a good present for somebody. But ultimately, you still gotta go do a few things. You never get it all done, I don't think. And then on Christmas Eve, you remember one more. So there's always the old standby Amazon gift card or something, you know.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a hitch in the giddy up this year. And my mom had a stroke the day before yesterday, so that's kind of thrown some of the plans into disarray, but we'll get it figured out. She should be coming home today, I believe.
My dad had a stroke about a year ago. He was in the hospital when he had his. He was in the hospital for other issues, heart issues and sugar and other stuff, but then he had a stroke while he was in the hospital. So it'll be a little bit of a rehabilitating probably, but they do pretty good. Hopefully your mom will come through it unscathed.
He's been doing pretty good, other than a little numbness on one side, but they got her up, walked her around yesterday, and I think they're thinking that this is going to be kind of minimal for the rehab and stuff, so it's looking good, but she just, she bakes for a living, and yeah, this is her busy season, so she's just been working herself to a nub, so, you know, yeah, people are, you can't really tell somebody that's naturally busy to slow themselves down.
I'm probably one of those people, for sure, but, you know, nature has a way of letting people know when it's time to slow down. I know when my dad had his little bout last year, he clearly realized, you know, things were changing and he was going to need some help and going to need to slow down. So, it takes a little while. It takes a little getting used to, I suppose, for folks when they get that age. I'm probably going to be doing the same thing.
She's 71, so, you know, she's had decent health. She's in all actuality retired. You know, she just does some custom baking for some customers and stuff. So I think this might convince her to slow down a little bit, but we'll see.
Hopefully things will go well. So listen, I'm pulling down my road, Patrick. I'll be in my driveway here in just a minute. It was good to hear you. Haven't talked to you in a while, and hope to hear you a little more often. You guys have a great holiday season. Say hello to Keith, and good luck, prayers to your mom and your family, wife, children, all that. You guys have a great holiday season. I hope to talk to you again. November Delta 7, Japan.
It's the same to you and your family, 73 to all y'all, and I'll be clear. ND7J, K4 GSC.
KB2HXS Mobile.
HXS. I hope I got that right. This is KC4SKD. Name is Larry.
You sure didn't, Larry. You nailed it. Name here is Dave. I'm currently on Highway 14 here out of Greer, heading down to Simpsonville.
I've talked before, but it's been a while. Yeah, I'm out running some errands, and we're going back home, and really don't plan on going anywhere else today, because the weatherman says it's supposed to get cold.
Well, heck, I did that last night. I'm going to do some heat calls and just climbed out of an attic. And then I'm going down to Centerville, go look in another one.
Well, in attics. Yeah, I've done that before here recently. I've been putting the flooring down over the garage. So, working on that, moving wires to a safe place and making it nice up there.
Oh, gotcha. Did you insulate?
Get it over the garage. It made a big difference. Did really good on insulation. My dad had a building built about 30 years ago, and he gave us the spare insulation that they were using in the building, so I put that over the garage. It makes a lot of difference.
Oh, yes, it does. It takes a huge heat load off the house. You don't realize it. Well, in Florida, they don't normally insulate over the garages, but I did some blown in over my garage because my house faced it west, and it made a huge, huge difference in the garage. It actually cooled it down quite a bit, and it took the heat load off the house so the air conditioning can run a little bit easier.
It really, as cold as it's been around here, I've never seen it below 37 degrees in our garage, and I also put weather stripping around the big door, the garage door, when it shuts, and a rubber insulator across the bottom of the door, so that makes a lot of difference, too.
You got to get it sealed up, like a balloon, you know. Any kind of air leaks will kill it. Anyway, yeah, I'm heading down to Simpsonville. I got a unit popping a breaker. So I think I got a bad breaker down here. I got to go see. And then I got another one hitting Taylor's, and then I'm back home for hopefully Christmas Eve dinner. My wife don't yell at me and divorce me.
Hope you get all that straightened out all right. I used to have to run service work, and we were on call 24 hours a day. You called out at 2 o'clock in the morning and got to drive all the way out to Spartanburg to push a reset button.
Well, I asked the guy down at Simpsonville if he reset the breaker, does it pop right away? He goes, oh, it'll warm up. I go, well, it's a bad breaker then. If it pops right away, then it's a short, but if it'll run for a little bit and the heat strips come on and it kicks it off, eh, yeah, we got a bad breaker. So I got that one. And then, I don't know. We'll get her done. But, yeah, I know that. You know, down in Florida, air conditioning is a 24/7 day. And it's 24 hours a day. You get a phone call or whatever. So you can't keep people in the cold up here, you know.
And that, my grandmother used to live in Florida. She lived off of Highway 19, about midways down on the Gulf Coast, near a little town called Brooksville. And they had a tourist attraction right there at Highway 50 is called the Weeki Wachee Mermaid Show.
Oh, I know it well. Yeah, that's right down there by Newport Richey and whatnot. Yep, I know exactly where it is.
We moved there. The parents would take us down there as kids, and we'd spend weeks. And I've been to Disney World so many times I lost count. But with the heat and humidity, you can't live without air conditioning in Florida.
Oh yeah, but the thing is, if I had to do one or the other, I would rather live without AC than live without heat.
Yeah, I understand that. But anyway, yeah, we spent many, many vacations in Florida, and I kind of miss it. You know, grandmother passed away, and I had an uncle live there, and he moved, and another cousin that lived there, and he passed away. So anyway, we don't get to go there much anymore.
Yeah, we moved up from Vero Beach, which is pretty much on the East Coast, directly across from Tampa and all that. So I was down there for about, 20 years. And then we moved up here about 2.5 years ago. I brought the trade with me.
I keep telling myself that, you know, we're living on borrowed time on our heat and air conditioning system. It was put in 1996, and people say we have gotten way more out of it than what we should.
I would say it's about time to change it. But, you know, anymore, you know, let it run until it dies at this point, because don't really put a lot of money into it unless it's something simple. You know, if a contactor goes or a capacitor goes, and then fix it, but keep it clean and keep it running, you know.
I do. KC4SKD for ID. Yeah, I took July 4th, and I took the top off of the outside unit, and there's years of leaves and stuff built into it, and I cleaned all that up, washed it good, and I mean, it made it look really good in there, and that was way overdue.
Oh, yeah, those leaves, you got to be careful. The oak leaves, as they deteriorate, they get very acidic. And they'll eat up that outside coil on the bottom. Got to be very careful with that.
It is on July 4th, and, you know, it wasn't exactly a sighting July 4th, but it was well needed. And we have it inspected every once in a while, and, you know, cleaned. And I've got carbon monoxide detectors, so hopefully our heat exchanger won't go bad, but keep all that in place just in case.
Well, just a little FYI. My phone's ringing. Go get you a couple of carbon monoxide detectors and put them down low on the wall, and they'll go off if your heat exchanger's leaking.
We'll take care of that. Anyway, I hear your phone ringing, and I got one of the stops I got to make, so good talking to you, and hope you have a good Christmas. KC4SKD.
Yes, sir. KC4SKD, KB2HXS, mobile in the cold.
That there, Larry, KG4PFI.
How you doing this morning? Merry Christmas. KC4SKD here.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too. How's your dad doing?
Text from him this morning. He's asking me if everything's okay since it was 9 degrees at the house, so hey, I told him we're fine.
Yeah, now I got 16 on my back porch out there, but it's 76 in the house. It's warm in here.
I'm going to stop at the post office and go in, but it looks like they are closed, so I'm just going to mosey on to my next stop.
Yeah, I don't want to keep you tied up out there. You driving, and I just wanted to find out how you was doing, how your dad was doing.
I'm sure I'll be seeing him sometime this weekend, maybe tomorrow afternoon or something. But, yeah, I hope you and Linda are doing okay.
We're doing fairly well, I guess. I've been in the hospital about 3 times this year. And but I'm better, and just getting over with the flu. But if it ain't one thing, it's another one. But my wife's doing okay, too. She had it, too, and I don't know if it was the COVID or what it was, but it wasn't too bad. We've already had all our shots and everything, so. But we're doing okay for our age. I know your dad's up about the same age as me, so I hope everything's going on well with your family, and tell your dad we said hello, KG4PFI.
Good talking to you, and hope y'all have a good Christmas. And we don't have any set plans this weekend. With all the cold and the sickness and flu and COVID stuff going around, we just said, well, we're just going to, you know, hang around the house and try to stay well. But good talking to you, and we'll chat with you later. KC4SKD.